Virgin Radio 104.4 919 live here on the Chris Fade Show. June 23rd, highs of 46 degrees. We are jealous of your husband, Pretty Marley.
Oh, luckiest man ever.
Right, the luckiest man ever.
He is lucky.
This guy is a DJ. You know, DJs a couple of times a week. Gets to travel the world DJing as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, gets to sleep into what... He's probably sleeping, isn't he?
I try to defend my man every day, and I tell everyone that he's up early.
Uh-oh.
We can try to do the call and see if he's
pretty
up.
Pretty for the last month has gone, no, Jeff's always up
I
by 8:30.
I defend him all the time.
He's up to 9 o'clock, yes, yeah, he says he's always up.
He's never up. We're going to call him here, but tell people where he's going now.
He's going to Amsterdam this weekend to go to the Awakenings Music Festival.
How old is he?
He's going to be 33 in July.
It's enough, Pretty. Like, he's been doing this since the age of what? 20-something. It's enough of you, mate. Doesn't need to go to music festivals.
But I look at... Okay, first of all, one of his really good friends has the opportunity to play at it, so a bunch of his friends
that's
are
what
going
they told
together.
You. Yeah, that's what they told you.
But see, like you say that, but then it goes... Remember last week we were talking about opportunities and you posed the question, like, if your partner was... told they have to go travel for 6 months away from you for a job opportunity. Yeah. Would you let them go? We had that whole discussion.
Yeah, and I said no.
You said no. Yeah. And I said yes. But then you said, it's enough, it's 33. But then you look back and you go, well, we don't have kids at the moment. And you, one of the things...
But you should have.
Stop.
All right.
That's a conversation for another day. You know, so it's like kind of, he has the opportunity to do this. Because once there are kids in the picture,
yeah, but what do you want to do? Because when you have holidays, you're like, I'm not going on holidays because it's the time of the month where he makes money as a DJ. So I'm just
December, yeah.
Yeah, so it's sort of like you're just working around Mr. DJ's life over here, and he just gets to go to Amsterdam and party with the boys.
Hold on,
he's partying with the boys the entire
time.
That's
fine, but
it's not going to benefit his career, is it?
No, absolutely not.
Yes, it will. He may have a gig in Amsterdam.
Oh yeah, sure.
But see, like that's the attitude that's not cool. I don't think, Chris. I'm going to call you up on it because it's like, because Brianna, your fiance, has to work around your schedule when it comes to vacations. It's the same thing. If I'm working around his schedule, but that's how it works. In the summertime.
She can go on a break whenever she wants.
No, she can't because you will guilt trip her.
Yeah, but she can go.
Yeah, but it's not going to be fun for her because you guilt trip her the whole time that she's there. Okay, if she wants to do something on her own.
You've got an argument going on here.
It's not an argument, Rossi. Calm down.
She can do whatever she wants. I've told her now. Even after our discussion last week where she wants to do a few things on her own, and I'm always a little bit like, well, why don't I come? And I sent her a message on last Thursday. I said, babe, being free is important. Whatever you want to do in your life, you do.
Yeah.
And I want you to feel free doing it. Then she replied, is everything okay?
See, she knows.
Yeah, and I said, yep, everything's fine. I'm so just letting you know.
She's going scuba diving.
Yeah, she's learning how to scuba dive this week on her own.
You can do that.
No, I don't want to learn how to scuba dive. But I think my point that I'm trying to make is that we don't get to have the time off as and when we like doing this job, right?
Mm.
We don't get to do that. So there are some. What? Oh my goodness!
Look who woke up.
You're up.
Hey.
I'm up at like 8 in the morning.
Bro, we called you last week on the radio. You never answered because you were sleeping. So listen.
That's because I slept at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, I know. You were playing video games. How was your little board game weekend? You had little friends come over and you played some games?
Yeah, that was good fun.
Yeah.
So yeah, I should take Fridays off more often.
So you got to go to Amsterdam, huh?
What's happening?
Look how excited he is.
Because like, I was waiting for the moment because I had applied for my visa. I just got my passport last night. So, yeah, I'm going this Friday.
What about your wife?
She's happy over here. I'm leaving her in safe hands. She's with you guys. She's okay.
Jeff, we're going to break the news to you, mate. She's going away on a girl's trip to Vegas.
We've got her a trip to Vegas. She's going to Vegas with a couple of her girlfriends.
Wow.
Yes, he won't care. He won't care.
Yeah,
guys.
Okay. And there's it's a TV show. There's 13 single men going with them.
That's cool.
Look at that trust. That trust is a beautiful thing.
17 of them are millionaires, and they all look like Ranveer Singh.
Oh, pretty get some money back for us.
You can't hurt him.
I love you.
Love you too, man.
Hang out, Jeff. I want to talk to Jeff and Pretty. on the phone, Virgin Radio. Virgin Radio 104.4 927. We're just talking sort of relationship goals. Pretty Mullick, her husband, Jefton James. Jefton going on another boys' trip to, well, this time to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
He always seems to be able to go and travel wherever he likes. He's got the cruisy little job of being a DJ. And Pretty out here is just always, yeah, cool, babe. You do what you got to do. You have fun. And, you know, I think I'm the opposite end of a relationship. If you're with me, I ain't going to make it easy.
I'll be honest as well, mate. I would, I'd be, if Liz was going away, I'd be like, oh, this is horrible.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah.
That's because you'd be alone with the kids.
No, I'd just be worried. I'd be like,
yeah, it's not so much about trust. Like, I mean, I totally trust Brianna, honestly, and I do, like 1,000%, which in other relationships I haven't. But with Brianna, I do. It's not so much about that. It's just, I don't know. I don't know. It is that out of control feel, like wanting to be in control, I think,
which
I've got to try to let go of, I think, a little bit more. I get it from my dad. My dad's a control freak. If you're listening, Dad, good morning.
Hi, George.
Hi, Daddy. Now, we've still got Jeff on the phone. Jeff, husband to Pretty Mullick. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Chris.
So do you know that you have something special with Pretty?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, it's not, there'd be a lot of women who would not allow their man to go to Amsterdam or go to Tomorrowland where you went or go and do all that. You know that it's not a,
you're onto a good thing.
Yeah.
It's not a normal thing, yeah.
You get it, huh?
Yeah, of course I do, yeah.
And do you appreciate it, though?
Yeah.
I do it. I appreciate it a lot.
Really? Because I haven't heard a thank you yet for you going to Amsterdam.
No, we got something.
It's been five years of marriage in August. I haven't heard a thanks, babe.
As soon as I got the visa, I sent the photo to you, Phil.
That's not a thank you.
That's not a thank you. That is,
Which is an indirect way of saying thanks, babe.
So this is, remember I was telling you how, like, he won't say it. He'll just expect it. This is it.
This is on. It's on. Keep going, Jeff.
This is it.
Keep going, Jeff. Give us that one.
Didn't say thanks. That's where we're up to. Yeah. Go on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What?
And this means a lot to me. Thank you, and I love you.
I love you too,
Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
How long are you in Amsterdam for?
I'm meeting Danny in Amsterdam, by the way.
Danny this Neville. Yes.
I don't care. How long are you in Amsterdam for?
4 days.
And what are you planning on doing there?
There's an event called Awakenings happening, and two of my friends are DJing.
So how many days does the Awakenings event go for?
2 days.
Okay.
And you're going for four?
You're going for four, so...
Yeah, I'm gonna explore the city, because I'm going to be there.
Going to explore the city.
Okay.
Where are you staying? You know what I mean?
I don't know. It's in some hotel.
Hotel, okay. I want the address of the hotel.
Dam Square, that's what it is.
Dam Square?
Dam Square.
Is that the hotel or you're staying in the Amsterdam Square area?
Yeah, it's by that area, yeah.
All right. Well, I want the hotel. I want the room number. Mm-hmm. All right. And I want you to send a WhatsApp live location every hour.
I will do that.
What's the maximum WhatsApp live location you can send? You
know, like,
8 hours.
Is it 8 hours?
Yeah, not that I know.
Okay. Every 8 hours, you keep updating that, okay?
So should he send that to you?
Yeah, I want
okay,
one.
Okay, okay.
You understand
right.
me?
Yeah, because you can't forward them.
And you remember, I will send Pretty Mullick on a trip to Vegas with 17 bachelors who look like Ranveer Singh, and they're all millionaires.
Rich bachelors.
All right?
Rich bachelors. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
What's the maximum share live location? It is 8 hours. I've just sent it. Okay, yep.
Who did you send your location to?
Maz and James. Maz is listening right now. So I've just sent it to Maz. I want to track you as well, honey. Send it back, please. I'm tracking everyone. Everyone.
Chris, we talked about letting go. We talked about letting it go. So if Brianna comes to you, Chris, in conclusion, Brianna will come to you and say, babe, I'm going to go on a girls' weekend.
No.
See, no, we got it. No. No, no. Come
on, move it. Sit down. Virgin Radio. Who's on the phoney? Who we got here? Shore, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing
well.
Good
morning, everybody. Yeah, I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the talk, and I wish I had a big brother like you in life.
I'm ready to...
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, you need someone. I'll look after it. I'll make sure everybody's treating everyone right, okay?
Yeah. No, that was amazing to hear. I mean, I have a lovely brother and father, and they've been there for me every time. But I mean, hearing this talk was really supportive and was really amazing. And I wanted to thank you. It was really amazing.
I just want Pretty's husband, Jeff, just to know that if anything happens, you know, I've got a steel bat just below my desk here.
What a steel bat.
Oh, I'm getting real here.
That's
a
bad taste. That's
No, you know.
Well, silly jokes.
What do you mean?
No, Chris is. You think Chris isn't serious? 100% he's
my sister. Sorry, is that too much? Or take a step back.
This is the only thing, Shara. Okay. He takes it a little bit too far.
Because we're going to play a game of cricket.
I know. I mean, I can. I can feel that it's like, you know, kinds of like, you know, friendly talk and all. But I think every guy needs to hear this kind of talk.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Have you got a guy in your life? Are you married?
No, separated. But I think they definitely needed to hear that talk.
Yeah, good on you. They need it. You need it. How you've been separated for a while? You want me to give him a call and say anything to him?
Oh dear,
I'll be like the big brother now.
I know.
Where are you from?
Iran.
Oh no, it's okay. Sorry, I'll just leave it there.